to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
About to go stupid again. She out the roof of the Benz. I'm about to do it again. I'ma fuck two of her friends. Just made a flip out the wall. Fuck the Frank Mueller, I jump out the jeweler again. I fuck my money up on the Rio, but I got it right back and I blew it again. Pay for the bricks, back selling nicks like you and again. Trap ain't bump like this in 06, so the bus shit start you and again. Clear it out, grrr, stick em, and out. Flip em, wear em out. I ain't never about to give em, fair mouse. I ain't never finna hit em with. Triple in the double up stash, caught a brick another half, and I got another 20 on the vision. Special little flipping in a caddy for the kitchen, I'ma hustle to the car.
Are we still good to listen to Tory Lanez for now, or is that okay? Because I'm not sure how this thing works.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I just want
to
be sure.
They're not gonna like you for playing at the start of the show, but absolutely, we listen to Tory.
But we live today, so I needed something to get us live and you know up and at them today. You know, we already got people on the live watching right now.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of felt liberated to. I'm one of those people. I had to re-download some Tory Lanez. I ain't gonna lie. Because like it was kind of murky. Like we had to go back to some early episodes. Think about this, right? Like early pandemic, because we've been really dealing with this most of the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. So we was talking about this back when M was on the show. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like this is a long time coming, and for us to be here right now with all this stuff that's coming out, it's getting real crazy right now. We got a lot of online reporters and stuff like that, people trying to sell stories and stuff that's going on. But it's real interesting. I won't say it's the new age OJ trial, but it's crazy right now.
Nah, definitely is. It's a whole lot going on. The trial has been going on now for I think about a week or two now, right? The trial. And they got everybody talking about it. Everybody, you know, taking sides and whatnot. Some people is Team Meg. Some people is Team Tory. Hold on, I don't want the people to feel like, you know, We biased, and we, you know, we really not, you know, we what in the middle.
What you about to play? I want to know the song that you about to play, though.
Why you worry about what song I'm about to play? When I play the song, I play the song. Don't worry about
what
song.
You got this song saved? Let me. Because I don't know. We in a different age group. Back in the day, you know, we used to know some words and some other lyrics, but, like, we a little bit older now, so I don't.
You know, Trip,
you talk about the Meg Knees.
You know,
no, I'm not going to the. I'm not going to the Meg Knees right now. That would just be weird. I feel like so. I gotta go to some something for the streets though.
Okay.
Fuck being good. I'm a bad bitch. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to tell me how to live. Fuck whack hoes. Hate under my pictures on the gram. Ugh. Bitch, you better hope I never run across your man. In the mall with him. I'ma have a ball with him. Somebody call Rihanna. I'ma buy some draws with him. He fucking with the staying cause he in the wild women. Put them legs on his head. Now he love tall women.
Yeah, man, Trip was dying to play this shit. Trip is dying to play that shit.
That's on his GTD playlist.
Yeah.
That's on his. Listen, you got to play something for them too.
Hold on, before we get any further, we got to let the people know what they tuning into, what they rocking with, man. This is shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit. I did want to play that song. I have been waiting. I ain't gonna hold you. I've been waiting to play that song.
Of course, but nah, let's get into it, man. Listen.
Yeah.
We talked about it. The trial's been going on. This has been in the news for quite some time. Unless you've been living in a cave or something, you know what we're talking about. The Tory Lanez trial right now. Did he shoot Meg? Did he not shoot Meg? A lot of shit's coming out, man. A lot of shit is coming out right now. It ain't about Team Tory or Team Meg. I think it's about Team Truth, man. Trip, what you think?
Oh, it's always about the truth. That's an absolute fact. And I mean, soon, you know what I'm saying, we'll have more details about the case and what's going on. But yeah, it's always about the truth. That's why I had to play a song from both sides, let you know we ain't biased, we ain't picking no sides. We for what's right, you know what I'm saying? If Tory did that, then he gonna have to, you know, be held accountable. If he didn't do that, you know, then we got to let that man rock and get back to quarantine radio.
Yeah. What? Nah. Quarantine radio, that was a staple. We got to talk about that. So I was thinking about versus the other staple. Quarantine radio was a staple. We get back to that later on, though. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, it's a lot coming out right now. Some people got the I told you so's or whatever, because, you know, some people would say that their friend did it. Some are saying that, you know, maybe a gun discharged some way, somehow. But, you know, it's a lot of speculation. And honestly, so Can we get into the Vivica thing? Because, you know, she was kind of upset with Joe. Like, she got, it was a whole other beef that spawned from this.
It was.
Yeah, let's, we gonna, I want to get into that. So I do want to say one thing, though, man, because, like, we talk, you know, it's unfortunate Meg got shot. We not trying to make light of that situation, right? We not encouraging nobody getting shot. We not encouraging no violence against women. So I don't want nobody to ever take, you know, what we saying is like, oh, they not taking that shit serious. Nah, we taking it serious. But as I mentioned, we are Team Truth. And if what we're hearing is true, Tory's DNA is not on the cartridge or the gun itself, which means he did not fire that weapon. So whether it was an accidental discharge or somebody else shot it, whatever the case may be, I think Tory is owed an apology from some people. Because if your DNA ain't on the gun, it's kind of hard for you to say, I shot you.
Facts.
Just my thoughts, though.
No, you're right. You're right.
I always thought that he was like a very, you know, confident individual. You know, he's a short guy, so typically short guys kind of have somewhat of a complex. He's very talented. You know, I didn't mean to kind of throw that out there, but I had to kind of say that to preference all of these things. To also say that as guys, I feel like sometimes we know we right, we not going to go away. You're not going to shut us up. Thanks. You know? So, like, in certain regards, like, you know, you see like the Kanye's that are kind of wrong and they kind of double down. Like, I don't know. Like, the approach is a little bit different or whatever. And not to bring that up because I don't want to keep talking about him or whatever. But, you know, just the – we be knowing we right, man. You know what I'm saying? You know those times when you right in an argument with your lady or somebody and you like, listen, dog. Like, you want to back down, but you can't because you know you're right. You got to stand on your shit, though. So, I mean, I feel like he kind of been doing that this whole time, you know. He said little things here and there. It's been little jabs. You know, even the baby said something in a recent song or whatever. So, you know, I don't know, man. When it's us and we know we right, we don't want to shut up.
No, it's a fact. That's an absolute fact. But, you know, listen, everything going to come out soon, very soon, actually. And then, you know, the world will know for sure, you know, what's going on. And again, you know, that not having no DNA evidence on the gun and he's supposed to have, you know, shot Meg, that says a lot. But again, trial still going on. It's not over yet. So, you know, we got to wait and see. But yeah, man, that's something that you know, for everybody at home to really sit and think about, you know, that there was no DNA from Tory on the gun.
Yeah, man. Amen. But let's get into that. Like you said, this now has created more beefs. We know the baby had the lyrics where he talked about Meg and everybody took offense to that. And now we got Vivica Fox and Claudia Jordan beefing with Joe Budden. This is probably one of the most awkward beefs you ever going to hear about. But now they beefing over some of the things he said about Meg, basically, you know, stating his opinion that he not really a fan of hers. He don't really like her like that.
Yeah.
Facts. Which I don't understand what the backlash is from, like, if I don't like somebody, that's my preference. I don't like somebody.
So a lot of his opinion on that is also because of how, you know, from what he said, like, you know, him being in the industry and being around and hearing other encounters that she's had with other people. So that's where a lot of that has come from as well. And then on top of everything that's happening right now, you know, that's how he feels because maybe he's privy to a different bit of information because of who he's connected to, you know?
Facts.
Now, the Vivica and Claudia Jordan, I feel like Vivica would be wanting to smoke with everybody, for one. Two, I don't think they really know what's going on, and they just kind of on some, like, she's a woman, and I'm going, like, stand by her, and I get that, but sometimes you got to kind of pay attention and really know what's going on more with the story or whatever. Because I feel like that's, a lot of times, that's what people do, you know what I'm saying? I can't necessarily say that's, you know, the case for people that's, for, like, Tory Lanez or whatever, because I don't know. He's not as big of a star as Meg is. And you know, and she's very empowering. And a lot of women love her because she does a lot of great things. You know what I mean? But needless to say, I just feel like she always kind of wants smoke with people. I also don't think she knows everything that's going on, to be honest.
No. And I ain't going to hold you. I like how Joe Budden addressed it. Shut the fuck up. Excuse me, because I know we're on YouTube. I want us to get all the monetization dollars. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he said, this is a hip hop thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, he can speak on it. And you know, Joe Budden is in media. Joe Budden got one of the biggest podcasts out. So why isn't he allowed to speak on it and give his take on it? Why is it, you know, now got to be something between Vivica and Joe because you didn't like his take on everything that's going on? Why do you get to speak on Joe, but he don't get to speak on Meg?
Right, and to Sean's point, Joe been in the hip hop on the hip hop scene for quite some time, so he knows some things that everybody else don't know. Mm-hmm. He been in some rooms that other people ain't been in, so whatever his opinion of Meg is based off of those things, the things that he knows and the things that he's seeing. So I don't think Joe was wrong in stating that opinion. As you mentioned, it's hip hop. That's what Joe mainly talks about. That's what his platform is about. He's always been big on uplifting the culture and talking about hip hop. So for Vivica and him to take offense and then, you know, say he need to sit his well, we can't curse, we're on YouTube, but you know, they use a certain term.
They cursing on YouTube, man.
We trying to get to the bag.
I think we passed the threshold to actually be cursing on here, but we not. It's fine. We leave it as is. But they use the certain choice words that any man would get upset about. Because if you call any man this, he gonna feel a certain type of way. So for them to say it is like, I get it. And I didn't understand the people that was like, oh, when did we start letting men bash women? He wasn't bashing women. He was speaking his piece on what he thought of Meg. They said something about him. So then he responded to them. He didn't go out his way to talk about Vivica Fox until she said something about him.
Exactly. You know what? I'm in the mood today. So we sending some love out to Joe Budden. You know what I'm saying? Hold on.
You know he's had a lot of mixtapes since then. You could have just played some of them.
Nah, that's what I wanted to go with it. That's what I wanted to go with.
You could have played some of the mixtapes.
We gonna throw some other music in your Serratos.
everybody don't know Joe Budden mixtapes. I'm sorry, respectfully.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even know that Joe from Joe. They don't know that's Joe either.
They don't even know Joe.
There's an age group. There's an age group that only know Joe from Everyday Struggle and podcast.
You want to give you some slow downs, Joe Budden?
Yeah. That's the Joey they know.
Listen, right. They call us O-head, so you already know what it is. You O-head or big bro.
Yeah, like you, I remember when that Pump It Up joint came out, we was teenagers. So there's definitely a group of people that do not know that's Joe Budden's song.
Facts. Listen, as long as we ain't get to Unk status just yet, I think we still good. Once you get to Unk status, that's when you know you up there with it.
We got to be what, in your 40s?
Yeah, you got to be in your, like I would say mid to late 40s to get to Unk status. Mm. Like, that's the earliest will probably be like 45, 46. Then you can get to Unk status. Right now, we big bro.
Big bro.
Yeah, we big bro, we OG. Mm-hmm. Once you in the mid-40s, you definitely Unk status.
Once you get 50 and up, that's you old head status. Okay, 45.
Definitely old head.
Yeah, 45 to 55 is Unk. 55 and up is old head. And where we at from about, I say probably about 33 to 40, you can still be big bro.
Maybe like 42, 43.
I can be 42, 43.
I'm trying to throw, listen. Remember back when Jay told everybody 30, was it 30 was the new 40, man?
30
is the new 20.
Facts.
Yeah, man.
Hey, listen, it's a fact, man. Listen, as long as we still out here looking young, that's all that matters, man. You know this beautiful melanated skin, it lasts a lot longer. So as long as we still looking young, it's all good, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats out here our age that's washed up. We know that.
Oh my goodness,
man.
Eric, I sent the video I sent you early. I'm sorry. So there's a lot of toxicity in that video, but I had to send it.
But if you can't send toxicity to your friends, who else can you send it to?
That's true. That's true. As long as you ain't got no toxicity in your life.
But to Tripp's point, yeah, it's some cats out here that's just, woo, man, they just.
You like, how old are you, bro?
To work. Ooh, yeah.
You 25? Motherfuckers out here 25 looking 40 on some Greg Oden type shit, you know?
That's a whole nother time right there, too. Let's get in some shit. We still on the live, y'all.
Let's do it.
We got some more trial talk. We doing that too. We reporting there. Let's do it. Why not?
Coming in live, shooting the news. What we got?
Gunna, thug trial. Gunna recently got out of jail. He took a plea, but the plea, from what he said, he didn't snitch or whatever. Because of course, you know, that's a huge thing. And the communities that we are a part of, you know, people, you know, you really can't say anything, you know, then. But then it kind of throws you too, because then, you know, we had a Tekashi situation a few years back where, you know, he did what he did and he kind of was accepted. amongst the you know, the younger culture. So, you know, times have changed or whatever, but I don't know. Like, how'd you guys feel about him getting out and stuff like that? He got off of time served.
You ain't hear me start the show off with a Gunna song, did you?
Oh, so you feel away? Talk about it.
Tell you where I'm at with it. Nah, I mean, listen. Unless, I mean, you know, Dave Chappelle did say the piss was digital. So unless they doctored the video up that's out, I'm gonna have to hit him with the nano on this one. You know, I got a brother right now. That's about 18 years in on a 20-year bid. You know, because people was being chatty patties. So, you know, I take that very, very seriously. You know, because, you know, not that I ain't some dude, I'm not out here in the streets going crazy with it, but where I'm from, you know, that just is not accepted. You know, so I take that very seriously. And, you know, yeah. Like, listen, bro, at the end of the day, you put yourself in that situation. You understood what it was. You understood what you was doing. And you also knew the consequences that could come from those actions. So if you choose to take that route, then you better be man enough to stand on that and take whatever comes along with it. That's how I feel about it.
I mean, nah, let's call it what it is. Off the rip, he snitched. If you're a cooperating witness, you snitched, right? I'm going to take it a step further. You look at what Boosie recently said, which was so true. He said the lawyers were presented to you in a way to make you think you're not snitching by taking a plea deal. But then all you're doing is basically pointing the finger at your co-defendant. So when you listen to the audio and the judge says to him, you, and she uses Thug's government name, were in a vehicle where drugs and a weapon was found. And neither of those things was yours. Is that correct? He goes, yes. So who am I pointing the finger at? If you're saying, if it's like if you say me and Tripp is in a car together and we found drugs and gun in there, but they not yours, right, Eric? No, they not mine. So they got to be Tripp's then. You pointing the finger.
So apparently I think that might be some type of strategic thing to where he goes back in there and tries to plead the fifth, because I think that's what Megster was doing or something like bro. That. So I don't know. I don't know the semantics of these things.
He can't.
Logistics. You know,
he can't plead the fifth because the paperwork had already come out that he can't plead the fifth on it. Since he's already with the terms of the plea deal, he can't plead the fifth.
Yeah,
he's got to be open and honest now, because that's the terms of the plea deal. The next part of that I want people to pay attention to, right, is something that Irv Gotti said. When Irv Gotti and them got caught in that situation with Supreme, Gotti said himself, my lawyer came to me and my brother and was like, yo, if y'all take the plea deal, y'all out in 18 months. And Gotti said, if I take the plea deal, though, then that's admitting that Preem was out here doing illegal shit and that we were funding his operation. So even though I'm making a plea to try to clear my name, now I'm pointing the finger at my man now.
Yep.
Because in order for me to take the plea, I got to basically say I had nothing to do with it. That's that party over there that did all that. Facts. So what Gunna did is snitching, bro.
Yeah.
Now, for this generation and cats who love to debate this shit, who everybody's a lawyer on the internet now. Everybody's a lawyer. Who will say, oh, his name ain't on paperwork. Yeah, his name ain't going to be on paperwork for snitching because he didn't have to write a statement. He took a plea deal, which allows him to point the finger at somebody else. And then the cops do the rest from there. So like I said, if me and Tripp get caught in the car and we the only two in the car and the cops separate us, which they do, and they say, look, there's guns and drugs in this car. One of y'all got to take this. And I say, yo, those ain't mine. So if they not yours, they got to be your man's then.
So if they give you the McDonald's, like you on First 48, you ain't going to...
Nah, no way.
What?
No, first of all, I don't even like McDonald's.
You crazy.
We not snitching for a 10-piece. 10-piece nuggets. Nah, we not doing that.
In the Mr. Pibbs.
Yeah. But it's some of these cats out here that is doing that. We know that. But what Gunna did is snitching. It, like Tripp said, it's a fact. He's snitching, bro. And
like,
that's that.
And like let me give you another example of this, right? So I was yesterday, I was watching a Queens Flip interview. He had T-Rex on the show. Shout out to Rex. He been on the show a couple of times, rocking out with us. Rex was, you know, basically saying he was going to turn himself in the next day. He said, I was in the car. Some things was in there with me. It was, you know, some people. And I took the rap on that and said, yo, yeah, nah. So now, and you know, he's like, I copped to a drug program, but then I did some stupid ish. I was on stage at a battle rap event drinking, and they called me up. It was like, when's the last time you had a drink? He was like, I can't even remember the last time. You sure? Because this looked like you right here. So he wound up having to actually turn himself in for that. So now he's gonna have to do a little stint. But that's the difference. You know what I'm saying? If you moving like that, you know what I'm saying, then understand what is going to come along with that. And be a man and stand on that. Because you took full advantage of that to get your music career where it is. So be a man and stand on that now.
You was a part of it. You can't promote the lifestyle and want to take advantage of it like Tripp said, and then when shit hit the fan, it's like, nah, that's not me. That's not who I really am. Well, then you shouldn't have promoted that shit. And y'all remember
your name is Gunna.
Lower East Side. Right. Spanish Cat from Lower East Side, True Life. True Life did a bid on some shit he didn't do, but he happened to be in a situation where a bunch of people got rounded up. And like he said, I'm not going to sit here and tell niggas, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Was my man's and them. We all got booked together. If I sit here and say I had nothing to do with that, then I'm pointing a finger at my man and them. You gotta keep your mouth shut and just play the cards and be like, all right, let's take it to trial. Let's see what we could do. Gunna didn't do that. He took a plea deal that now implicates his co-defendant. So you snitching, bro.
Facts. I mean, we shouldn't even be surprised though, because he did what was it, Crime Watchers? He did do that.
Yo, everything be popping up, man. You can't do shit in the day, bro. So, if you did something positive and they was like, nah, this motherfucker is too much of a thug now. Nope. You're gonna find all the positive videos you did. Yo, they gonna be like, yo, Tripp was fucking in Boy Scouts and shit.
Whoa, pause.
You know what I'm saying? They about to be like, oh,
The way you said that just didn't sound right, though.
Yeah, bro,
hold on. You got to clarify, because you were speaking kind of fast. I mean, you way you said that was like you implicating Tripp was out here.
Yeah,
you know, fondling Boy Scouts and shit.
Oh no!
Yeah, bro.
No!
Hold on,
you need to clear up your statements, brother.
Listen. I never put that on your name, man. You was a top tier Boy Scout. You was signed up. You know what I mean? Everything necessary. You had all the badges and shit.
Easy. You know what? No, let's not. Let me hold on. First of all, let me go to my solo shot.
What are we talking about?
Sean is wilding out. Let y'all know
everything.
I don't know what Sean is talking about. Okay, I don't like he'd be going left sometimes, y'all. And I just want to make a disclaimer right now. Okay, I don't know where he got that from, but he got to watch what he say and how he say it, because I don't know. You know. Yo, you wearing a wire or something, motherfucker? Like,
don't do me like that.
You trying to sabotage my name out here, my good name in these streets, bro?
Don't act like everybody ain't be listening to all these episodes. We only been doing this for 3 years, man. Don't do that.
Sean Kimber, he said you was out there tying everything up. Like, wait, hold on, Dahmer. Take it easy, Dahmer. Slow down.
I've been beasting through Game of Thrones lately. That's been my shit lately. Cause you know you guys not for a minute y'all be like, yeah, I watched this. I'll be like, nah, I ain't watch it. So now I'm watching everything or whatever. But yeah, man, it's real cool. I had to watch my Real Fiction stuff. Cause life be too crazy, man. It be too much stuff going on outside and shit, you know. And then sometimes I don't really want to watch anything that's going kind of, I guess, just be more frustrating or whatever, you know. So been watching Game of Thrones, man.
Some of this should be too depressing. To just sit there and keep watching. I feel it's crazy. I haven't even watched Game of Thrones, but I watch House of Dragons, and I like House of Dragons.
Okay.
So I definitely need to circle back and watch it.
Yeah. So some of these shows that kind of, I guess that depending on where I'm at in my life, I just didn't really feel like watching it, but I'll get to it though. But you know, we'll come back and have that TV guy conversation another day though. But yeah, that's just where I'm at right now. You know what I mean?
Yo, do we got one more topic for the live before we cut off the live?
Let's get one more. Huh?
Let's get one more topic in before we get off the live.
Trying to get another topic.
What we got on the Rolodex, Sean?
Your man, Nick Cannon says he thinks he's spreading himself thin with all the kids, man. I only thought he was trying to populate the world, and I thought he had a plan, but I guess he doesn't have a plan. He kind of let me down because, you know, maybe he would have been a blueprint for somebody, you know? Not me per se, because I don't want that many kids, but you know, he was truly a trendsetter, but I think he's had enough. He, you know, he's all over the place.
Yeah. No, well, so here's my thing with Nick Cannon. And again, I'm just coming from somebody who doesn't have kids, so you know what I'm saying? But I can still put my two cents in because I got a lot of nieces and nephews and whatnot. I think the problem with Nick Cannon is that he has so many different children. Or excuse me, not that he has so many different children, but that he has so many different children by so many different women. Because if he had 10 kids by one woman, first of all, that's a lot of work that woman put on her body. But, you know, it would be easier to really, you know, be with the kids because everybody is together. But when you got children over here with this one, with that one, with this one, with that one, then, yeah, I can understand. It is going to be harder to really give every child the attention that they need, especially when there a lot of them are very close in age. So it's hard to be like, all right, well, I know this one over here is about 8, 9. They need me, you know what I'm saying, the same as they need me over here. And if all the baby mamas ain't on one page or just don't want to rock like that, then, yeah, you're going to be spreading yourself really thin. Now, what he need to do is just get a commune, okay, set up shop, get, you know, like they did was the people that the black folk in was in Georgia, and they bought all that land up and they started their own community. He need to do something like that. Give all of his baby mamas a house.
They gotta agree to it.
They gotta agree to it too, obviously. But I think that's what he needs to do. If he does that, then it'll make things a little bit easier. But as of right now, he got too many kids by too many different women. So naturally it's gonna be harder to really, you know what I'm saying, give each child the time and the care and affection that they need.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Trip, you said it perfectly. It's that it's too many women, because you got what, 4 baby mothers, right? So now they all don't live in the same state. So you gotta move around and trying to coordinate travel plans, and then that particular weekend or that month might not work best for her because she had other things planned. So now you gotta rearrange your schedule. Oh, by the way, you gotta support all these people, so you can't stop working. This ain't a man who work in a traditional 9-to-5, right? We talking about a dude who's probably putting in 16 hours a day to work and provide. So that's really what it is. But we talked about this a few weeks ago, that there's no way you could be there for all them kids. There's not enough time in the day for you to be there for all the kids and be there for all the major events and really build relationships with them kids. Because as we know, you know what I'm saying? I'm a father, you guys are uncles. That's really where it really comes into play, like the time you spend with the kid. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you could say, oh, I'm a father, but it's like, if you see that kid once a month, like, how much time are y'all really spending together? How much bonding are y'all really doing? So it really comes down to the amount of women. It's just too many women, too many personalities. Everybody's going to have a say-so on how the kids should be raised. And then he's probably only spending like a day or two out the month with each kid, bro.
Yeah.
And that's, bro, Mariah ain't going for that shit either, man. You know Mariah be with them gangsters.
Well, that's the thing, too. You got to look at, and one thing, and I hope this is not happening, but there is a big chance that this is happening. So now, you know, kids feel a way. Kids be in their feelings all the time. Well, why my daddy spending so much time with them, but he don't be over here with us? And then that can start to cause, you know, issues and a lot of, you know, frustration built up inside. So I hope that's not the case, but I know it is going to be. Because kids feel a way when somebody else is getting the attention and the love that they feel like they should be getting from a parent. So, you know, Nick has to be very careful with that. You know, listen, again, I don't care how many children you have. I just think that, you know, if you do want to have that many children, I feel like, you know, to kind of avoid certain things, at least, you know, if you had them with one woman, it would be a little bit easier, you know, especially, you know, on the kids. Because they're the ones that are going to be affected the most by this.
Yeah.
He said, fuck it, man. I'm just out here fucking. Right. I'm sorry. Hey, what's the word? We passed the threshold. You got to do like
radio. Shout out to Rashawn. I see you in the chat, bro.
You know, the radio be like my hitters and all that. I don't know. Oh, I'm ducking. You know, that's iPhone. They hit you with the, yeah. You ducking? All right, I hate that, man. You ducking? Nah, I ain't ducking.
listen, we got another one. We want to wrap the live on that one.
That was too many kids. Let's get ready to wrap the live on Nick Cannon and all of his kids that he has. But before we get off the live, I had something that I wanted to play for y'all. Since we was talking about Nick Cannon and whatnot, shout out to Nick Cannon. Cause one thing I will say about Nick Cannon is I respect the hell out of his business savvy and everything that he's been able to do as far as in production and Wildin' Out and all the other shows that he's on. Like, Nick Cannon has really taken a lot of people and really made a lot of stars. So I do want to shout out Nick Cannon for that. But, you know, I think there's a song that he made a little while ago that probably got him in a situation that he's in right now. And we're going to end off the live with this one.
Classic, man.
I'm a gigolo, spending lots of dough. You can tell the way the wide body's sitting on foes. How I'm shining with the fresh, fresh clothes. Always surrounded by so many. I'm a gigolo, always on the go. Every time I turn around, I got another show. Lead a club with about three in a row. Jump in the six, cause I love them.
Shorty, I only got one night in town. Tell me, baby, are you down? Bushes, we won't beat around. Bushes, we just eat them out. Filling your Moschino blouse. Seven jeans, black and Lebanese. Head to a knees, please.
Let's let them know where we at before we get up out of here, though, fellas. Shooting the shit.
Hey, I muted myself. Shooting the motherfucking shit.
All right, man. Yo, make sure y'all tuning in every Thursday and Sunday. New episodes of Shooting the Shit dropping. We ain't going nowhere, and we got some fun stuff in and off the year, and we got some fun stuff that we're going to be starting the year off with. So make sure you following us on all our social media, Instagram, Shooting the Shit Pod. All right, subscribe to that YouTube channel, youtube.com/shootingthesh. And, of course, hit us up on Facebook, man. Like us on that Facebook as well, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for another year supporting us.
But listen, y'all more than welcome to follow us on follow us as well. You know, we're not just talking about the show. Y'all can follow us and see what's going on. We all have some all individual endeavors that happen. We have the Sanchez show. We have Real Fans Real Talk. We got the Lancey Street. We got some stuff going on. So y'all check us out.
Facts.
That's a fact. Happy holidays to everybody, man. We appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
Crumble.
All right, I know we got. Let's what we gonna get into to finish rocking out? Cause we gotta stick with the family. I know the family, you know, they not done with us yet. They want us to talk a little bit more. So what else we got on?
Yeah.
Let's get to it, man. What we got?
So, okay. Random story.
Oh boy.
13 strangers. They on a plane, right?
Hold on. This sound crazy already. 13 strangers on the plane. All right.
The flight gets canceled. They decide to take a road trip. Would you guys do that with some people you just met, though?
Wait. This sounds like a movie I would watch, though. I'm not going to lie.
It does, okay. But it still sounds weird. Like, I'm confused. Okay, 13 people was on a plane.
Uh-huh.
The flight got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
They got off the plane, because it sounded like a riddle, too. I just want to make sure I'm clear with
this. Yeah.
They got off the plane and rented a Sprinter van and drove off?
They were in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, they rented a minivan, impromptu community or whatever. They drove from Orlando to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Ain't no way, bro. You telling me 13 random people got in the van to get? First of all, who paid for the van? That's number one.
Wait. Hold on. I'm intrigued now. This does sound like it has movie potential. But let's say hypothetically. Now we talking when we say 13 strangers. Are we saying they were all traveling individually, or are we saying like five of these people were together and seven of these people together, and you got your 13 coming together, or eight and five coming together to travel?
They just random. They was miscellaneous people on a flight.
All right. So let's say hypothetically, right? Let's say hypothetically, if the three of us, right? This with my mind going with it, right? So let's say hypothetically, if the three of us would be traveling, let's say we were traveling back from Miami, right? We've been to Miami, we down there for like 4 days, we decided to come back home. but the flights get canceled. But we all know, like, yo, we gotta start heading home. Like, we expected to be back home. And then there's five Jones that was traveling together, and they gotta get back home. And we all get like a van. See, now that's where I think this went, because why would they just want to travel together?
No. That's the perfect scenario you talking about. I'm talking about 13 random ass people that just got on a flight for the first time that haven't met, probably never met each other, never saw each other, no, none of that.
Can I ask Sean? And I hate that I got it.
You already know.
What was the race of these 13 people, Sean?
From the picture, they is mostly Caucasian, Caucasoid.
Okay, so that it's
when Dr. Umar would say
that's my thing, Sean. You gotta say that information from the beginning because then that changes things for me, because I can't see 13 random, you know, black or brown people being like, yeah, let's all get in the van together and go somewhere and take a road trip together. Because we gotta figure out who's paying for all of this. Then if it's dudes, I gotta be side on you, because if I got my jewelry on or anything fly on, I don't know what you're planning on doing.
But go ahead.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just a lot of questions that I need to have answered. If I'm gonna just be, first of all, I'm not even doing that. That's just crazy. I wouldn't even do that anyway.
That's what I was saying. Like, because if it's 13 random people, first of all, why would I want to be around y'all for a road trip? I don't know what type of stuff y'all into, so I don't want to be around you for a road trip. And secondly, if I'm already paying to chip in for the van and I got to pay to eat on the road and all that, why wouldn't I just find a train or bus or another flight to get me home? Why am I relying on 12 other strangers to make sure I get home safely when I could just rely on myself and get on a train or a bus?
Now, the bigger question is that a homage to our trust in other people?
I don't trust people like that.
Trust other people?
I don't trust people like that, John. I don't know.
So why people trust differently then? That's what you're saying.
No, I'm going to tell you what that's an homage to. We've all been in situations where we ended up somewhere we did not want to go to and then had to rely on a person who drove us there to be ready to leave. We've all been there.
Yes.
And because of that experience, we know we never want to be in that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I want to get in a van with y'all and now y'all stopping at every rest stop? Now y'all done turned this into a 24-hour drive as opposed to a 12-hour drive. Now I'm pissed off. Like, I can't even fucking believe I'm in the car with y'all.
Yeah. Plus, who knows where you're going to go as the driver? You might turn off, go into the woods somewhere, and, you know, Billy Jack and them might try to kidnap us. Who knows?
And let's not ignore the elephant in the room. Who controlling the music on this road trip now?
You know what?
Who controlling the music?
And I think, Eric, what you just said right there is probably the most important factor in this whole equation right now, because I'll be damned if I'm gonna be listening to Taylor Swift for 10 straight hours. Okay, right. Respectfully,
white trust is different.
You know, respectfully, because Taylor Swift is dope, but I'm just not gonna be listening to that for 10 straight hours.
Now, white trust now charges is getting mixed up because you're trying to plug in your wire. Somebody, that one's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, they bugging, son. They wild.
Nope, we're not doing that. I don't trust nobody. First, it's hard for me to trust the people that I trust, okay? I'm damn sure not about to trust 12 random strangers that was just on the plane with me. That don't even make sense. Now, again, if it was me and 12 baddies, that's a little bit different. But then I was still in the back of my mind, they might be trying to line the brother up. So I still got to be cautious with that one.
But see, but the difference there, you're right. But if y'all were all in the same situation and you know, like, all right, this wasn't the original plan and now we're going to take a detour, but this might be a fun detour.
But that's if we know each other. But
Not even. I'm just saying it could have been something like y'all was all about to get on the flight. So y'all knew where y'all was all going.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't know each other prior to that. And now circumstances have presented themselves where now the alley-oop them been thrown up for you. Because it's like, what are the chances that our flight gets canceled and we all got to get back at the same time?
Eric, that is how horror movies and pornos start.
So I was about to say, somebody number. Listen, somebody
wait, hold on. Think about what you just said. That means it's a 50-50 that this is going really good for you, right?
It depends on who's there. Like, remember the thing we was talking about when they had the big stripper thing? Was it in Miami or Atlanta? And all of the joints had got stuck in the airport?
Super Bowl.
If it's something like that, I'm with the shits. But then if it's not, then it's like, nah, bro, I can't condone that.
I would still rather take my chances with that than 12 other random strangers that I got to get in a van. You saw how miserable that guy looked that was sleeping in the middle?
Nah,
like, who gets to determine who sleeps in the middle?
Who got the bitch seat?
He was smiling. He was smart. Nah, bro. They white trust is different. I keep telling
I guess,
they,
man.
You know what it is? We have different traumas in our lives to make us not be comfortable with certain things naturally. We just can't help it, right? Before until we get comfortable, you know what I mean? We don't get comfortable with things or whatever. Whereas white people, they just openly just go into situations like, oh, and we're like, we haven't had the same liberties. I mean, it is what it is. Like, we can't sit and try to act like it's not true. Because we're not thinking about doing no shit like that. Think about all these perfect scenarios, these situations that y'all trying to create for this to make sense. It didn't make sense. It was two random ass. It was like, not two. It was like, what, 13 random white folks.
Bro, the shit don't make no fucking sense, okay? Bottom fucking line is the shit don't make sense, bro. Nothing that was said in this last 2-3 minutes didn't make any sense except me with the 12 baddies. That's it. Yeah. Other than that, none of that makes sense, bro. I'm sorry.
that scenario ain't happening, huh?
If it's not me and the 12 baddies, then no, bro. That ain't going down, bro. I don't know you like that, bro. Like, we don't do that where we from. Okay, we don't just trust rent. We don't trust the dudes that be standing on the corner on our block that we see every damn day.
You think I'm gonna trust bullshit?
We don't trust that barber in the barbershop we go to all the fucking time, but he ain't cutting my hair.
Exactly, that motherfucker that be in the front. We don't trust that motherfucker.
Yeah, nah.
I go to the back of the barbershop. Okay, I see the big dog in the back. You know, I don't. We have trust issues for a reason. That's part of the reason.
You see him every time you go in the shop, but. He be the only one left. I'll come back later, Pa. Don't worry about it.
What time you said you're going to be? How many more you got? 16?
Yeah. I'll come
back. All right, fuck it.
I'll wait. Not 16. Yo, I'm telling you, yo, man. Listen. Yo, if times is hard, man, you a barber, you can't get nobody. You can't get no haircuts, man. Because all these motherfuckers want to do is use fibers anyway. So, you know, if you can't figure that shit out, I don't know. We might need you in the profession.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact. Them other barbers, aside from our main barber, we only speak to you to see where our barber's at. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Only time I converse with you is...
Or if you got the Henny, you know, in the shop, I might get a cup. But other than that...
Yeah. Most of the conversation is centered around like, yo, Mike here today? You not here? Ah, oh, shit, all right. I'll come back later.
That's crazy.
Like,
that's my barber's name for real.
That's my barber's name. So that's what I said. Like, Mike here? Oh, he not here? All right, let me text him.
Word.
That's the whole conversation, right?
Don't even trip. I'm going to call him.
Yo, one time I had went to my man's. I was like, "Yo, my barber don't speak no English. I need you to speak to him for me." But we get each other though,
bro. You don't gotta speak to know how to communicate about your haircut. You don't
but that's what I'm saying. But see, that's the magic that they create.
A good barber gonna know. But that's the magic that they have.
That's the magic that they have, yo. People don't understand, man.
Facts.
It's different, man. That's the artistry, man. Even going to that did we ever talk about that Cooper Patrick Beverly? We're talking about barbers charge like $300 a cut and stuff like that.
Yeah, we spoke about that last week.
Okay.
My barber don't charge that, but he been going up on price. We're gonna have to have a talk because my barber is like my pops, like one of his closest friends. I'm gonna talk with him, bro. I can't pay the $5. Okay.
Word.
He got slick because it's COVID. I'm gonna talk to him on Saturday when I go over there because I gotta take my nephews to go get a cut this weekend, get their Christmas cuts and whatnot. But I'm gonna talk to him about that $5 because I can't do it. I can't afford it.
You a good uncle, boy. They be getting them cuts, boy.
I gotta get my boys right, man. Okay. See, now they football stars now, so I gotta keep them right.
Yo, are y'all going to see that New Jack City play? Or did y'all even know about it?
I heard about it and I saw it. I'm not sure whether I would actually go see it because I don't know. I feel like something about street projects don't need to be played. Like I feel like it can't. Like it just it's something that like it don't feel right. Just, like New Jack City has to play. Like I don't feel like it's going. I'm just not sure about it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm not hyped to see it, but in the same regard, like if somebody told me there was a Paid in Full on Broadway, I probably would go see that. So then it's kind of like, damn, but so then support the coach either way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I probably would. I wouldn't be there for opening night, but I probably would.
No, that shit would be lit, bro. Like, I'd be in that. First of all, I'd be in the house singing rap songs, opera style anyways, all right? That's number one. So I'm definitely down for that shit. Yo, go see that shit. That shit's going to be fire, yo. You definitely going
to
be in
there. I would have to see who's a part of it and who's putting the production because it got to be done right.
So it, I was looking at some pictures. I think I saw Ice T in here. I saw Dwayne Martin. Not Dwayne Martin. What's the old boy name from Madea? From the Madea show. I forget his name.
Nah, I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I think that shit would be lit though, bro. Like, and not for nothing. Like, it's just a different whole art form of our culture. You know what I'm saying? That's like, think right. about the deaf poetry. When they had deaf poetry, I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or what's the other one they had when Omari Hart was on there or whatever, when he first got on, like being Mary Jane and all that. Like, that shit is dope though. You know what I mean? It's just another way, you know, to do some shit or whatever. And also think about, it's probably gonna be more older actors. Now, let's say if G Herbo fuck around being the play and shit.
First of all, knock it the fuck off, my nigga. G Herbo not about to be in no fucking Broadway play, son. I don't want to see G Herbo
in a comedy.
I'm sorry. Nah, my nigga. And I fuck with G Herbo, but I don't want to see him in a fucking Broadway play, bro. Nah,
you don't want to see Chief Keef on ice?
I don't want to see Chief Keef smoking ops on stage, nigga. No, I'm sorry.
Chief Keef on ice, bro.
I'm smoking that witch's pack, nigga. They smoking that cat's pack. You know what I'm saying? Nah, so I don't want to see
like
that.
Like they did Tails on Ice, something like that.
You got to relax.
I think you go a little too far. But that might be the cue to wrap it up right
that
there.
Is, you know what? You motherfucking right. Hold on, man. You is motherfucking right here. And I'm going to do this the right way for y'all, because I know y'all wanted, you know, you wanted the new school Joe Button, so I'm gonna give you some Slaughterhouse to rock out with. But let's let them know where we at before we get up out of here, though. Before I drop this track,
shooting the shit,
shooting the shit,
shooting the motherfucking shit, man.